Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. It can be tough being married to an entrepreneur, as I'm sure all of our husbands can attest. And in fact, sometimes our partners think we care more about our businesses than we do them. I don't know if you guys have a story to share around that, but I know for sure it's been true in my world. I can remember even on date nights, sneaking into the bathroom, answering emails on the stall, not telling my husband what I'm doing. It can be all encompassing. You know, it can be tough.
Yeah, I don't even know if this was so hurtful at the time. We've worked through it, obviously. But it was a reality check for me. In January, we were celebrating our 13th wedding anniversary. So this was this year. And we went out. We were staying in the Keys, and we had our anniversary dinner. We were driving up to Miami, and I was like, I'm gonna prepare questions for the anniversary dinner. Like, I thought it would make it fun and special, and so I did that. And I think it was like the second or third question was along the lines of like, what do you care most about or something, or what do you feel like your partner cares most about, something like that. And George said, well, sometimes I feel fourth or fifth in priorities. And he had never vocalized that before. I just started crying. It was one of the worst dinners, because it's like, aww, when the waiter brings the yummy food. It was like, then we drove home for like an hour, or back to the Keys for an hour and a half. It was, but it was a good wake up call for me and why we're going to talk about something that's so important that has impacted our life in a big way, is the couple's goal setting retreat that George and I do every year. And it had been too long since we asked each other some questions. And I was asking questions that night, and you know, the truth certainly hurts many times, but I needed to hear that. And so I think many of us struggle with this. And many times they get the worst of us, right? Which is really not fair. So,
yeah.
So true.
Nick and I were having coffee yesterday morning, and we're like, we've talked about on some episodes, we're coming up to some like opportunities for big change. And I asked Nick, I said, you know, if you could paint a brushstroke and do what you want to do for once, like actually get to lead instead of being like the compromising one that has put a lot of things on hold for my career, what would you do? And he said, for 18 years, we have always done what your business needed first. And so I don't even know how to start answering that question. And it was one of those like, wow, yeah, I haven't heard it vocalized like that. And it's so true. It's so true. Being married to an entrepreneur can be rewarding and amazing, and you build a big life, and it can also be full of sacrifice. And so, yeah, that was yesterday morning. And we're working through those questions. Through those questions.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well,
and so today we're going to talk about setting goals together as a couple. And for those of you that aren't in a couple, hopefully you're setting some goals with yourself, and or your business partners. But today we're really specifically talking about setting goals together with your partner. And the reason this is important, you know, I think Jay and I started doing this probably about 16 years ago. So we've been doing it for a very long time, since our kids were little. And the first time we did it, I proposed to Jay. I said, hey, let's take a weekend away. I've got these questions that I cooked up. Because, you know, I'd been a stay-at-home mom at that point.
Yeah.
You know, before I had my kids, I was a professional. That was where my self-worth was. And I had been doing some side hustles, and I'd started investing and things like that. But I sort of felt lost myself. And I felt like we'd sort of lost our way. When you have two kids that are 15 months apart, your focus is entirely on your children.
Yep.
And so I think honestly, Jay was pretty terrified. He was thinking like, maybe I was going to tell him I wanted a divorce or something like that. But really, I wanted to just for us to get away, be intentional, you know, because sometimes we can get away and we're both still, you know, on our phones or working or whatever. And so this was just like having intention around being present with present with each other and coming away with a plan for the next year. And that was really the intention. So that's how it all started. And I would say for sure that that couple's goal setting retreat is the bedrock of everything with our relationship. So we've got that as the bedrock. And then all the other things sort of are piled on top of that.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
I love that you guys have done that. It's been a huge gift, not just for you all, but it's been a huge gift for a lot of us too, because it's set a great framework. And, you know, what's really cool too is, you know, coming up, you guys have a retreat that you're leading, actually. And so one of the things that would be really helpful, if you haven't been through this before or aren't sure where to start, and we'll kind of give you some pointers, but put on your calendar for this fall, maybe to come join Wendy and Jay. I think it's when, November 5th and 6th?
November 5th and 6th, yep. It's actually
at La Cantera.
In San Antonio.
So if you're able to make it in person, it's just incredible. If there's a virtual option too, but I really think if you've never been through this before, doing it in person would be just an awesome, awesome opportunity to do that. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that, because it's a great opportunity to have time to be purposeful about building your relationship and putting intentions forth and where you want to go together as a couple. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So Wendy and Jay are going to be there in person. George and I are going to be there in person as well. And I was thinking, as Wendy was sharing the story of, you know, how it all started, which was a weekend away with Jay with her list of questions. And now we've now had, I think, three or four couples goal setting retreats. This will be our first in person with Wendy and Jay. So I'm super excited about that. And a little bit nervous in terms of just like the difference, right? Of that. But the other three we did virtually, like we went away, and then but we used all of the couples goal setting retreat material and videos. They had launched that during COVID, which was super helpful. And so it has really impacted our life. But I was thinking, this all started in Wendy's brain, and then like sharing it, not only has it impacted you and Jay, but I mean, hundreds of couples have been impacted because you share it now. You share your formula, you share the framework, and you actually can do it together with all the framework there and the leadership.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I would encourage people who have like for me, it was just something that we did. I thought it was a good idea. And then people would ask me for it. So other people inside of Keller Williams or my friends would say, hey, I saw that you did this with your husband. Can you share those questions with me? So I kind of like clean up the questions. I put our Papasan Properties Group logo on it. And I kind of thought of it as like a little bit of a, you know, little lead gen thing. So I would give it out to people. And I never really thought about making it into a bigger thing. And then Jay started his One Thing business, and they decided to kind of run with the ball. Take the ball and run with it. And it's just a reminder, you know, we all have these good ideas that we're doing. And if people are asking you for them, think about that. Like really think about that. Is that something that you can take and turn into something that's going to help more people? So, I mean, I literally did that for 10 years. Never thought twice about it. I never once thought like, oh, maybe I should do something with this. And then somebody else had the good idea to do it. So, and I'm so grateful. The thing at the One Thing productive team has really done a phenomenal job. And so if you're interested in buying tickets, there are still tickets left for virtual and in person. The tickets are available at the1thing.com/events. And I think if you use the code Wendy, you can get a discount. So definitely try that.
I love a good discount.
So I'm sure a lot of the entrepreneurs who are goal setters are like, yeah, like, and they're like typing it in right now to get signed up. And I'm going to see you and meet you in person. And we're going to have an amazing time with our spouse. And then the reality hits that you have to talk to your spouse about this.
Yes.
So many times entrepreneurs don't marry spouses that are as into goal setting or as into talking about the future, right?
They don't. Yeah.
And I think that is something that I think you have heard, Wendy, from different people on in terms of what sort of works to how you do open the conversation with your spouse to where they don't run or think that you're about to tell them you want a divorce, right?
Yeah.
And so what have you found?
Yeah. Well, I think what Jay said is being married to an entrepreneur is like having your entrepreneur in the driver's seat going, you know, 180 miles an hour, and you're in the back seat without a seatbelt, blindfolded, right? That's sometimes how the different partners feel.
Wow.
You know, which I think that's so great. Right? Because all of us that are entrepreneurs are like, yeah, let's go a little faster. Let's do this, you know? And then there's our trailing spouse who's in the back seat. And so if you do have a trailing, I call it sort of a trailing spouse or someone who's maybe, not that comfortable with goal setting or doesn't want to share their feelings in a public place, understand that it is a safe space. So first of all, there's that. And then secondly, you just want to sell the benefits. So I can even remember the first time, you know, Jay was the reluctant spouse and I was the entrepreneur, even though I wasn't working at the time. And, you know, sell the benefits. Listen, it's at La Cantera Resort and Spa in San Antonio, which is arguably one of the more beautiful spots, if not the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. So highly romantic, incredible food, great rooms, multiple pools, like vistas for days, the whole thing. So there's that. Start with that. That's what I'd start with.
Wendy, honestly, that shake at the spa at
the matcha green smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's worth it just alone. Like this one smoothie is actually worth coming to the, there's many benefits. That alone.
Well, okay. So this is really funny because I was actually talking about this with the One Thing podcast. There's some of you, and I don't know if it's this, it's because Sarah and I are doing this 14-day fast. We're on the 13th day of our 14-day fast. And when I was talking to the One Thing folks, that was one of the things that I was selling, literally, was that matcha green tea smoothie. And it was really good. It wasn't just a fluke because I went back there recently with Jay. And it was just as good the second time around. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, so you got the smoothie, you got the beautiful resort. You're going to be talking about vulnerable things, which always brings you closer as a couple, even if sometimes it's things you don't want to hear. Like, for instance, I'm sure that conversation you had, you know, where you were asking those questions to George wasn't comfortable, and yet you became closer afterwards as a result of it.
Well, I think about what came from that, right? And so after I got the emotions and hurt out of it, because I think that's the natural reaction, right? About halfway through the drive, it was quiet. So about halfway, you know, about 45 minutes. And then I finally, without tears, asked, how do I fix it, right? Or what do we think I need to do? And a lot of it was because of how fast we've been growing. And he used to be involved in every decision. And now it's there's decisions made here that I have no idea about, you know? And so he was just feeling like left out of some of the things, you know, he's been always very involved in the business from a strategy standpoint. And it was as simple as him saying, if we could just have a drink together after we put the kids to bed, 15 to 30 minutes.
To catch up.
Just a catch up. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's one of my most favorite times of my day now that I didn't have before. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get the kids to bed. And then we're going to sit and we're going to talk around the fire pit or in our, we have like a round room that we have conversations in. And it has had one of the biggest benefits. And I could keep going on and on about how every couple's goal setting retreat The benefits that have come from it have just been absolutely remarkable for us.
I love that story so much, Sarah. And, you know, it makes me, it's like I'm having this aha right now, which is we talk a lot about how important white space and thinking time is in your business. And when you protect that, what amazing things happen because you have time to solve the problems and the challenges that we have. And how often, especially all of us are moms, all of us have kids and marriages and family dynamics, like how often do you really get to take and have that white space as a couple? And I would argue it's, you know, if not as important, it's even more important than our white space in our business to be on purpose with that. And so that our business is funding our perfect life. And so I love that you brought that up because I think it's so incredible what some intention around that can do for your marriage, your partnership, your life, and where you want to go.
Yes. Yes. So I would highly recommend, whether you do the virtual is very affordable. You don't have to fly to San Antonio. It's like $99 a person or something like that. $199, very inexpensive for a 2-day retreat, virtual retreat. And sometimes, you know, like in the case of Sarah, I know that George felt a lot more comfortable doing it. You still want to get away. You know, I would encourage you to get away, get a hotel, and then do it sort of virtually. Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be thinking about what's important to you. And then you're going to be asking some questions, big life questions about your life, your marriage, your family, where you want your kids to go. I mean, there's questions on, you know, how's our sex life? Do we want our, for those of you that don't have kids, do we want to send our kids to private school? Do we want to send them to public school? It's a lot of things that we don't actually ask each other before we even get married. And having those tough conversations, sometimes all at once is very intense. I mean, it is intense. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's really powerful. And what's great about it is at the end of it, you're going to come up with a sort of a plan so that you guys can be on the same page moving forward. And I know, Sarah, for your business, it's been super impactful. I mean, I would imagine like Empower Home probably came out of some of these goal setting retreats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the very first one is that's where Empower Home Mortgage started. Mm-hmm. Really was at the couple's goal setting retreat and had a very similar conversation to what Say and Nick had yesterday. And, you know, we talked about this on one episode, how both Say and I have in common where we didn't, we just fell into being the breadwinner or the entrepreneur of the family. This was never planned. There was no plan.
No.
It was just,
and
it happened.
And we have really strong husbands who just could equally carry the weight on their own. They just jumped in and jumped into the other role like accidentally.
Exactly.
It wasn't on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, I mean, our mortgage company has taken off. He leads that. That all came from the couple's goal setting retreat, talking about what's important to him. Me talking about what's important in terms of how much I've seen him sacrifice. And I want him to really shine more and, all of that. And that was so impactful. I mean, again, the virtual option is good. We've done that. This will be our first in person. If you can, the mistake we made, so we've had three now. One of the mistakes we made is not adding in fun. Cause it is serious. Mm-hmm. Like you're talking a lot about, deep things that many times can be hurtful to even think about some of the questions, and you need to take breaks and have fun. And so we're going a day early. We've got that whole day just for us to like unwind, just have fun, or tack it on to the end. Like, so do your best. Obviously, if you can only do those nights, it's better to do that than nothing. But I think one of the mistakes we made, especially with having young kids, is not adding that one extra night that, you know,
I highly recommend doing a 2-day retreat. Yeah. I mean, a 2-night retreat. So really, and the first night you just chill out, you go to dinner, you hang out in your hotel room. The next morning you get up, you have breakfast, you go for a walk. And in the middle of the day, you start digging into the goal setting retreat questions. And we will put those questions in the show notes. And then, you know, you do that for probably several hours. And there are questions like, what are our priorities for our spiritual life? How do we want to spend our money? And while you're answering these questions, you want to come from a place of curiosity. You want to communicate with care. You want to listen with purpose. And you might have conversations that you've never had before. And honestly, mm-hmm. what's going to surprise you is that your spouse has aspirations that you literally know nothing about, which is yeah. weird. You know, you can be in a relationship with somebody for 20 years and they can throw something at you, something that's been, you know, germinating inside of them maybe for a couple of years, and they haven't had the, you know, I guess bravery to share, or, you know, maybe they shared and you haven't heard it. And then I would highly recommend getting a massage that afternoon, have a great dinner. We always do on the second night, we always plan our vacations. So usually at the goal setting retreat, we plan our vacations for the whole rest of the year, like the next year, which is super fun. It's a super fun thing to do because Jay and I love to travel. Too. Yeah, super fun. And next day, walk, have breakfast, and then answer the rest of the questions. And what's powerful about it is, you know, you're not going to nail it the first year. You're just not. You're not going to nail it. And you're going to create the beginning of a framework that you're going to build upon, right? So year after year after year, whether you're going to the goal setting retreat in San Antonio that's affiliated with the One Thing, or you just do it on your own. I mean, either way, I've got no skin in the game. We'd love for you to come and join us, because sometimes that's the only way people can truly take 2 days away mm-hmm. is to just mm-hmm. just do
just
it.
Just to go. Yeah.
But that framework, you build upon that. And honestly, you know, Jay and I looked back and we're going to be sharing we have our original goals from the first goal setting retreat. And it's kind of funny. It's like, come on, guys. Well, you know, think a little bigger, but that's where we were at. That is 100% where we were at. And now when I think about, you know, what we talk about, I mean, we come with all of our businesses, we bring our P&Ls, we bring our GPSs, they're already, created. And it's a much more high level conversation about what we want, but it's that building, you know, it's like mm-hmm. the One Thing teaches us, success looks different than you think it is. It's repeatable activities done over time. Mm-hmm. And so setting aside 2 days, 2 or 3 days a year, and, coming together as a couple is probably going to be the most powerful thing you can do.
And I mean, what I love is, Wendy's sharing all of the stuff right now. Like you don't have to go to the actual couples goal setting retreat. And as someone that has been through it, I highly, highly recommend you do. Yes, you can take everything we're sharing in the show notes. You can take it, and if nothing, do that. Right? If you're not going to, that's better than not having those questions at all. So as a high achiever entrepreneur, I know that if I didn't pay something for it and go somewhere to where, and have that as like, this is what we're doing. The truth is something would come up, an emergency would happen in one of the businesses, that would override it. And there's nothing that's overriding these 2 days on our calendar, because we paid for it and we're going away and we have childcare covered and so all of those things. So I highly recommend you get tickets. I would love to meet some of our couple listeners. And I know Wendy would as well. And so, I would highly, highly recommend you go to theonething.com/events. Is that right?
Yes. theonething.com/events. And, there are two options, the virtual retreat or the in-person, which is in San Antonio. It's November 5th and 6th. There'll be a happy hour on the 5th. Happy hour. What is that? 5th is a Saturday. So let me get my calendar out here. Sorry, guys. Just trying to give you the exact right thing. Yep. So the 4th is a Friday. You want to roll in that Friday, and it'll be all day Saturday and a half a day Sunday. So definitely book your tickets. And I know for all three of us, it's been a powerful, life-changing event. And check the show notes if you're not interested in joining us and you just want the sort of framework for how to do it. But at some point, definitely put this on your goals because this is honestly the best way as a couple to build a big life together and to also build really big businesses together. So hope to see you there, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.